And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. The District Councils Network has called on the government to take immediate action to support councils as they help vulnerable families. This call comes after the government's latest statutory homelessness figures were released yesterday, with the stats outlining a 15% increase in the number of households with children that were placed in temporary accommodation over the year up to December 2023. That figure brings the number up to a staggering 71,280 households with children in temporary accommodation. Alongside the call for support, both in the short and long term, the District Councils Network has requested a meeting between a cross-party group of affected councils, the Secretary of State for Levelling Up Housing and Communities, and the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions to discuss the issue further and work out a political solution to the challenge. Local councils are to be given more power to build much-needed affordable housing thanks to the ability to purchase cheaper land. Coming as part of the government's long-term plan for housing, these reforms will allow council to use compulsory purchase orders to buy land for the development of housing without paying hope value costs. Cheaper costs for the delivery of housing will ensure that councils are able to easier transform communities and begin to tackle the worsening homelessness crisis in the country. The Department for Education has announced that it's unveiled proposals to create more good school places, with data showing that more than half of schools are now academies. Proposals on how this will be done relate to the lifting of the faith schools cap, which applies to new faith-free schools with a view to opening more special faith-based academies. This will see high-performing faith school providers able to create more places whilst creating strong multi-academy trusts around the country. Secretary of State for Education Gillian Keegan said that the plan to give every child a world-class education is working, with 90% of schools now good or outstanding, up from just 68% in 2010. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.